In life, you've got to know how to read a situation correctly.
Okay,
like,
that's true.
For example, the other day, I got an email from our bosses saying I had a mandatory corporate meeting. And to me, that meant menage. So I showed up to the boss's office naked, and you know what? I was right. Okay?
No.
I read that situation correctly. But Kyle, who's on the phone right now for a second date update, definitely read a situation wrong, and now he thinks he's not getting a call back because of it. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Oh,
hello,
my God.
Brooke. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Kyle. Please don't tell me you did what Jubal did and showed up to your first date expecting a menage.
I mean, you always hold out hope, but no, I came fully clothed.
Okay, good.
I had, like, the opposite experience, actually, where I got a friend of mine from high school hit me up on Facebook and wanted to meet up. She had always been sort of like a just cooler than everyone else, like, into very obscure music scene sort of person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so kind of a hipster.
Absolutely, yeah. Like,
okay.
I always found her, like, unapproachably cool. Like, I was living in a small high school world, and she was living in a larger world of the arts.
Okay. You're like, how can I talk to this girl? I've never even heard of the bands that she knows. Way out of my league.
Yeah, she did not want to talk about, you know, Good Charlotte.
All right. So, and what is her name, by the way?
Beth.
Beth. All right. So Beth hit you up on Facebook and wanted to meet up?
Yeah. Look, she had just gotten back from a 9-year stint in Germany starting a record label. And she was relocating to America. She had to, you know, find her footing.
Okay. So she's still cooler than you is what I'm guessing.
Oh, for life, I'm sure.
But how did you know that she was asking you out on a date? Because it just sounds like she wanted to catch up with an old high school friend to me.
Well, this was precisely what I thought. To the extent that actually my brother, who was around, was like, hey, mind if I join you? And I said, oh, yeah, of course, because he knew Beth in high school also. He was just a year younger than me. And so I thought we'd just have a fun time, you know, catching up, saying what we've been up to.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm guessing you showed up and she thought it was a date?
Yes. So I showed up to the place that she told me to go. I was without a doubt underdressed for this place, but it was not a problem. They let me in anyway. And she wasn't there yet, so we just grabbed a beer. But when she came in, she was decked out. And I, in that moment, felt that I had misread a potential date situation.
Okay.
And I needed to bail this brother out of it.
Well, maybe she just looks good, like, all the time. Maybe she just was dressed up like she normally is.
I believe she probably does look that good all the time. But there was a disappointment in the way that she greeted me with, oh, you brought your brother.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I read the situation wrong.
And how awkward for your brother.
Yeah.
Like, hi, guys.
Well, you would think, right, that would be immediately awkward and he would have to leave. He was not feeling the same thing I was feeling about it. And I was dropping hints. I'm like, hey, don't you have to do a thing? You know, I tried that one, which seemed like a dead giveaway.
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
And he said, no, I'm good, man. I can hang out all night.
I got no things.
Yeah, he was just loving being out in the world and feeling like the nostalgia of old people from high school.
Oh.
He's like, this is amazing. I'm so glad we could get together as friends and all of us not be on a date. That'd be weird, right?
Yeah, so as he's about to go grab us all another round, I'm like, hey, let's actually go somewhere else in the hopes that in this movement I can sort of shake him free.
Yeah, so you're trying to ditch your brother.
Oh.
Yeah, there's like this like weird Americana bar right in the neighborhood down the street. So I'm kind of like, hey, let's go check that out. And I say to my brother, hey, I think I left the stove on. You should probably go home.
Oh, that is so obvious.
And what did your brother say?
He just told me, no, I double checked the stove. We're good.
Stupid.
All right, so
that's so funny though.
Did you ever shake your brother?
No, he was unflappable. He even did have a thing to do later that he blew off to stay with us.
Okay, but even with your brother there, I mean, you guys all have the shared experience of high school together. Were you able to have fun?
Objectively, yes, it was a good time. We had a bunch of drinks and a bunch of laughs, but my brother just sitting there dumbly not understanding what's going on prevented the conversation between her and I from flirtation or like a further exploration of what each other are up to.
Okay, and how did things end with her? I'm guessing a handshake or something?
No. The sort of body back hug where she touched my shoulder at the end in a way that I couldn't tell was like, hey, it was nice to see you, or like, better luck next time, tiger.
Well, I'm guessing that it's okay. A second if she's not calling you back and you're calling us.
Actually, no, I haven't tried calling her. And I was hoping that you guys could maybe give me an assist on this.
What do you mean?
Why haven't you tried calling her just on your own?
I still don't know if I'm maybe misreading this whole situation after the fact. Like, the way she said, your brother's here, I think she wanted a date. But I don't know. And so what I was hoping is that you guys can call her and find out. If I am misreading the whole thing, I'd rather just drop it. But if she's interested, I'm on board. This girl is so cool.
No.
Okay, so our goal is to get her on the phone and find out if that was actually a date. And if it wasn't a date, you want us just to hang up on her like, okay, cool, we're just calling to check in. Have a good day.
I think that sounds like a good idea.
Well, I don't know exactly how this is going to work and if I want to do that. But we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, hang on.